Raider Nation, what is up? My name is Maddie Mayhem, and with me is my partner in crime. They call him Sean Hopalong Cassidy Carnage.
Sean Cassidy. Was a Partridge Family or something?
I think he was, yeah.
Sean Cassidy.
Sean Cassidy, Partridge Family.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, so you're still peg-legging it, huh?
Still peg-legging it. Just got the leg brace off, and, you know, I can walk without a cane, you know, limited. Yeah. Here I am.
Well, I mean, you've upgraded from the crutches to the pimp cane.
I got the pimp cane. You know, I need the one that becomes a sword. I was walking the dog just today, you know, and I'm out there with, you know, with my wife, and you feel kind of like a, you know, like what is it?
Vulnerable?
Yes, you feel really vulnerable out there. Like somebody could just like come and kick my ass and take my dog, you know, and then like spit in my wife's face or something, and I couldn't do nothing about it.
You could shake your cane at them though.
You know, like, and I'm like, do I gotta start walking the dog with the strap? You know what I mean? Like,
Nah, it ain't that kind of hood, dog.
Hey, you never know, man. People trying to be getting those bulldogs. You don't do anything. We keep Woodson in this family.
Yeah?
Anything.
Hey, if they steal Woodson, they're in for a surprise, dude.
Hey, what if I started dressing like the penguin with the cane, dude?
Chester, what is it? Something Cobblepot?
Chester Cobblepot or something? Yeah. Wait, that's freaking Goonies.
That's Goonies. No, wait, is it something... It's Cobblepot.
I think it is Cobblepot.
It's like Herman or Herbert. Ah, come on. Raider Nation's like yelling the answer out. What is the penguin's real
Nobody
name?
Nobody knows.
No, they know, dude. Come on. How do you not know this? It's something
They're
Cobblepot.
Like, he's the penguin.
Cobblepot. Whatever. Well, draft time is upon us. We are about 6 days away from night one of the NFL Draft 2024. And it came by pretty fast. I'm not going to lie. I haven't really been as obsessively looking as I usually do, Raider Nation, because, well, I just have kind of let things come as they come, you know, let the chips fall as they may. It's like the Raiders have gone quiet after free agency. We haven't done anything. I know they signed an offensive lineman, I think it was Cody Whitehair, who was over there with Luke Getsy over there in Chicago. But I guess he lost his job because he's kind of sucked last year. So, I mean, it's like more of a depth signing, I would wager.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try not to say I would say as much as I usually.
It was underwhelming. Underwhelming.
Yeah, no. Like I said, it's depth. It's not something that's gonna move the needle all that much. But you know, it's always good to have depth on the offensive line because Antonio Pierce has said that he wants the lines to be strong. And so you know, you can't have strong lines even if all your guys on the line are awesome. If you got nobody behind them, I mean, NFL people are gonna get hurt. So you have to have some depth. And so we'll get into all of that when we talk about, you know, who we think the Raiders are going to go after, particularly in the first round of the draft. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not that crazy about the draft where I know, you know, a whole bunch about all of these prospects that are coming out. I think this year is the first year where I haven't really been obsessively looking because it's kind of hard to get excited when you're at 13, you know? It's like the Raiders probably aren't going to be able to move up in the draft because Minnesota's got two first-round draft picks. They need a quarterback. Denver's going to try to move up to get a quarterback. You know, they're saying that the Giants might get rid of Daniel Jones and they might need a quarterback. And actually, I was going to bring that up. If the Giants get rid of Daniel Jones, would you want Daniel Jones?
No.
But dude, the guy, like, he runs, like, he's a mobile quarterback and he's got an arm. Like, why? I mean, maybe they're giving up on him too soon.
I mean, we're looking for our franchise quarterback. So is that who you want to be your quarterback for the next however many years? You know, like, I want somebody. We already have seen what he can do. And the fact that he's on the cusp of maybe not being a Giant already kind of tells you where he's at in this league.
I guess.
At least to me.
I guess. That's a good point. That's a good point. So we're going to just go through and discuss the current needs that the Raiders have and how we're going to go about tackling those needs and some potential players from each category that we could be targeting over at 13. Obviously, we'll start with the most pressing need, and that is, as Sean already mentioned, getting a franchise quarterback. And we all know, and everybody out there knows, and all of the league knows, that Antonio Pierce would sell his soul to the devil for a shot to draft Jaden Daniels, but I just don't see it happening. It's just not, it's not in the cards. It looks like there might be an unprecedented six quarterbacks drafted in round one, and two of those quarterbacks, they're saying, are probably second rounders and could potentially be reaches in Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. But as far as quarterbacks are concerned, we already know that the Raiders have no shot at Caleb Williams. It sounds like he's going to go number one to the Bears. And then you got Washington at two and the Patriots at three. Both of those teams need quarterbacks. And it sounds to me, I don't know if you saw, Washington had a night where they basically brought in all the quarterback prospects.
prospects, like every single one except Caleb Williams, including Penix Jr., Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. They brought them all in for a dinner, and it sure sounds like they're going to take one of those top guys.
Well, I don't know if it was the coach or the GM or somebody just was interviewed, and they said that they pretty much said they're staying put. They're like, it's, you know, we're good where we're at. We feel comfortable at number two. We're staying. You know, it seems like the one team that could trade out could be the Patriots. You know, they kind of like left it out there. Like, if it makes sense, they're down to do it. So, yeah, I agree with you, Matt. Caleb Williams at number one. Jaden Daniels is going to be gone at number two. And then the rest is who knows what'll happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think with the Patriots, the one thing that you could say is that they need everybody. They need a whole team. So do you really draft a quarterback? Of course, the other line of thinking is that why would you pass on an opportunity to get a franchise quarterback?
Build around that.
And you build around that guy. So we have to assume then that Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels are out. And that leaves at number four, Arizona. And they're saying that Arizona would love to get a wide receiver, obviously.
Maybe Marvin Harrison.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. And I would love that because, again, you know who's sitting at number six is Los Angeles. And we do not want them to get Marvin Harrison Jr. So if Arizona trades out, and they're probably going to end up trading with, I would say, Minnesota, right? Because Minnesota's got the two first-round draft picks. They've already said that they're trying to get a quarterback. So they're going to probably move up to number four and get J.J. McCarthy. So that basically leaves only Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr. available. And do any of those guys make sense for the Raiders to basically give up a lot to, you know, you'd be moving up from 13 even to 5 would just, I mean, you're giving up quite a lot of capital when you could easily, and in my opinion, it makes more sense to get one of these badass offensive linemen. And we'll talk about the offensive linemen that I want in a second, particularly a right tackle, stick them on the right side, and then maybe try to draft Penix Jr. in the second round or move up to the top, you know, to the back of the first round.
Well, let's just say that the Patriots are open for business at 3. You know, we call Caleb Williams at 1 and Jaden Daniels. Is there one of the other quarterbacks that you would be down to trade up for?
No.
Nobody besides the first two, huh?
Just those first two guys. The rest of the guys, I think, like McCarthy.
Because you'd have to give up a lot, right?
You would. To go from 13 to 3, you're giving up at least 3 first-round draft picks.
Because a lot of teams will, like, swap picks, but nobody wants to drop all the way to 13.
No, definitely not.
You know? And I don't know. I don't see it either, man. Like, that's kind of what got me. Like, we were on the quarterback hype train and everything, and I think Raider Nation was kind of, like, on that for a bit, but then we started to realize, like, it's kind of not realistic that we're going to give up a bunch. If you don't get the actual guy that you want, you know, if Jaden Daniels is somehow there at 3, then maybe, you know, you start thinking, all right, well, let's give up the farm, you know, or something like that. I could see maybe Pierce wanting to make an impact in his first full season as a Raiders head coach. Maybe he wants to make that splash, but, you know, we all know Tom Telesco's, it's not really in his cards to really give up a lot. And so I'm kind of with you. Like, that's what makes drafts interesting. You like to see where the quarterbacks go, at least the top ones. And I feel like our name's out of that hat now, and I've moved on to other positions.
Yeah, most definitely. I would be in the camp that the Raiders probably aren't going to take a quarterback in the first round unless one of the, like you said, unless a miracle happens and Daniels ends up dropping. But I don't see that in the cards. And there's just too many teams in front of the Raiders that need things. So I would say that as far as a first round quarterback, I guess I would be okay. I mean, would you be okay if they reached for Penix Jr. in the first round?
The only scenario where I was interested in that happening is the Raiders staying put at 13 and then somehow jumping back at the end of the first round and maybe picking him up. You know, I'm okay with that. You know, I wouldn't mind having three quarterbacks going into the room, you know, if we did pick up Penix. And then we had, obviously, Aiden O'Connell and then the stash, dude.
What's Minshew. His name?
Minshew. Yeah, Gardner Minshew. And I'm like, I'm good with that. You know, like, there's 3 good options at quarterback. And now, you know, it's like, may the best man win.
Well, they say that Michael Penix Jr. has, out of all of the quarterbacks, all 6, he's got the best downfield ball. They say that he throws with the best touch. He's got the best downfield ball. But the problem with him is his injury history.
And it's big, significant.
I think he was injured significantly for 3 of the years
like
that he played.
It's like 2 ACL surgeries or something already.
Yeah, and I think he's the oldest quarterback coming out. But he was one of the best quarterbacks in the league in college football last year. So it's kind of like, you know, you got to get lucky. He's like a scratcher, you know, like a lottery ticket.
Is he a left-hander or a right-hander?
He's a lefty.
There's our right tackle, well, Colt Miller position thing.
Well, so yeah. So if you draft Penix Jr., you need to get a right tackle that's, yes, you know, going to be a badass. So that's why I think It makes the most sense to me that the Raiders go right tackle in the first round.
That's where my head has been, and that's what I've been looking at. You got to fill that position, you know? Even if we don't get Penix and we just got O'Connell and Minshew, our O-line still needs to protect that quarterback. You know, we saw Aiden O'Connell under fire a lot last year. You know, that's another thing he needs to learn is getting out of the pocket and avoiding getting sacked, you know, instead of just going down. He kind of does that Carr thing, huh? Where Carr used to just tuck the ball and just fall down.
Yeah.
You know, I hated to see that. And I did see Aiden's working on or whatever, but I don't know. I'm with you, Matt. I'm thinking right tackle for sure. Those are the guys that I'm looking at. So maybe we start with talking about those guys, huh?
Yeah, no, most definitely. So let's look at the tackles that are available. Just the top five. You got Joe Alt out of Notre Dame, who is the best one. And they say he's going to be drafted before the Raiders have the opportunity to pick. PFF has Talisi Fuaga ranked number two and Troy Fontenot at three. And Olumuai Fashanu at four, it's and then J.C. Latham at five. But out of those guys, Talisi Fuaga out of Oregon State, he played right tackle. Like, that is his position, is right tackle. And we know that switching over to left isn't the easiest thing in the world. So we draft a guy, or even going from left to right. So all these other guys would be starting left tackles in the league, but Fuaga would be a right tackle, and that's what the Raiders need. So I think that if you look down the big board for what would be a really intelligent pickup in the first round at number 13, I got to go with Talisi Fuaga. That's the guy that I want us to take. He is definitely a starting offensive lineman, and he has the ability to move over to guard, which, you know, again, the Raiders seem to value that versatility. He's got great footwork, great length. He's got elite strength. He was the right tackle for Bo Nix, and Bo Nix was able to run quite a bit. So I think that that would be a hell of a pickup in the first round. And then if the Raiders can somehow come back into the end of the first round and pick up Michael Penix Jr., even better, because now we have our starting quarterback potentially for next year. And we have a bookend at tackle with Fuaga and then Colton Miller. I mean, our offensive line would basically be set at that point.
I mean, Fuaga's 6'6", 334 pounds. I mean, that's a big man right there.
He's a beast. He's a beast.
Plugging up that right tackle is I think, the most important at this point. What about on the inside of the offensive line?
Well, it sounds like our offensive line is going to be Colton Miller, and then at center, we sign Andre James. Left guard is going to be Parham. And at right tackle, I think that the plan was to maybe put Whitehair there. Let's not forget that the Raiders still have Thayer Mumford that could potentially maybe try for that right tackle spot, or they could move him into guard.
How easy is it for somebody to come in from college to go from left to right? Is it like a right-handed guitar player playing the guitar left-handed?
It is. Do you remember when we had Donald Penn and they moved Donald Penn to right tackle?
Yeah.
Like a while ago. Donald Penn basically said moving from left to right tackle is like learning how to write with your other hand. Yeah. So it's not easy to do, and it would take some time. Fuaga already plays right tackle, so there would be no like transitionary time for that.
That's a selling point for me right there. Time is of the essence. You know, it's like we almost need somebody to like just hit the ground running when you come into this league. And especially as a first round pick, and the Raiders have missed on so many, you need this first round pick to just be like a Colton Miller, plug that position for years to come.
Well, don't forget, Colton Miller struggled his first year too. It's not going to be without their bumps and bruises. But if you draft a left-handed quarterback like Michael Penix Jr., you do need a good right tackle, because that becomes his blind side. And Colton Miller basically becomes the non-blind side. But Colton Miller's a stud, so we're good there.
I think it was the Titans. What are they picking at, like 9 or something like that? And it looks like they're the first team that one of their big needs is a offensive tackle. So I'm seeing Joe Alt going to them, you know, around like 9 or something. How much do you think it would cost the Raiders to just jump up and grab him and get him from them?
Who, Joe Alt?
Yeah. And do you think that would even be a possibility?
I mean, it could be, but Joe Alt is, again, he's a left tackle. So it's like, do we want to take another left tackle and hope that he can make the transition? Or do we take a guy that's just naturally a right tackle? That is my concern. So I think that Fuaga's the guy, and if not him, then maybe you draft one of the guards, you know, but then do you take a guard? Is there any guard that's that good in the first round draft?
Yeah. Then it would be cornerback.
It would. And so that's a good transition to the cornerback position. So PFF has the top five cornerbacks: Cooper Juwan out of Iowa, Kenyon Mitchell out of Toledo, Nate Wiggins out of Clemson, Terrion Arnold out of Alabama, and then Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama also. Terrion Arnold has been linked to the Raiders quite a bit. He is a high percentile athletic cornerback. He's a high ceiling guy. He would excel in man or zone. So he shows that versatility again. He speaks very well. He's a very mature player.
I think that you put him on the other side of Jack Jones, and the Raiders have great DBs with Nate Hobbs over there in the slot, and that shores up a pretty big hole in our defense. And our defense could potentially be badass next year.
What is Patrick Graham? Are we mostly in man coverage, or does he kind of do both, you know, kind of zone and man as well?
He does both. Yeah, it depends on whatever the team we're playing is. That's what makes our defense so good.
So whatever cornerback, if they were to look at one, you know, he can kind of just jump in and just start running the system.
And I think that's what makes Terrion Arnold so good, is because he's able to play both man and zone.
Hey, man to me is like big boy like coverage. You know, to me, if you're going like toe to toe with like some of the fastest receivers in the league and you're staying with him and the whole time in his back pocket, to me, that's big boy football. And I would like my cornerback to at least be that. I think being able to go toe to toe with speed is very important.
Yeah, most definitely. I would definitely say that. Cooper Juwan would be Cooper DeJean. I keep saying Cooper Juwan. Cooper DeJean.
What about DeJean?
Cooper DeJean. Is it DeJean? It might be DeJean.
I don't know. I mean, that's how you spell Jean-Claude Van Damme, right?
DeJean. DeJean. Cooper DeJean.
6'1", 207.
Yeah, yeah. 6'1", 207. Kenyon Mitchell is 6 feet, 196. And then Terrion Arnold, 6 feet, 196. I mean, that you want your cornerback to be about 6 feet tall. 6'2 is the ideal, but they got to be able to run. So I think any of those guys would be good and definitely potentially there for the Raiders because of where we pick. And if the Raiders want to get one of the higher up guys, maybe they move up just a little bit to get Cooper DeJean. But yeah, again, it's got to be cornerback, offensive tackle, or quarterback.
I would really like the Raiders to just stay put at 13. I don't want to give up anything to move up a little bit, you know, but if you got your eye on somebody in particular that they want, then maybe it makes sense. But I mean, I'd be kind of upset. Wouldn't you be upset if they gave up like a bunch just to move up to get a cornerback or a offensive tackle?
If anything, they move down, pick up some more picks and hopefully use those picks to move back up into the first round, you know?
I feel like our offense, it needs the most work. We were really seeing Patrick Graham's mastermind like kind of really come into fruition towards the end of last year with the defense. And that's why cornerback sounds so nice, because we don't need a lot of people on D. Like, I think our D line is looking really, really nice with the addition of Christian Wilkins.
Well, I was calling him Christian Watkins last
year. That's what I was about to call him right now. But I mean, with him, you know, and then, I mean, I'm cool with Marcus Epps as safety. I mean, maybe that. And we're going to keep Spillane right in the middle with
Divine Diablo.
Let's not forget about Jacorian Bennett. You know, I mean, he definitely got a little burn last year and some experience, and he definitely showed some flaws and failed sometimes. But like you said, some people struggle their first year in the league and maybe makes a turnaround, and maybe the Raiders don't think that the cornerback is, you know, a big need for them.
Well, let me ask you this. What about if the Raiders did one of those things where they are awesome on the defensive line already, and then they go and they draft Byron Murphy out of Texas, who is also a defensive tackle? Because, I mean, right, he's a badass dude. He's like number 9 in the entire draft. Can you imagine the Raiders having Max Crosby, Byron Murphy, Christian Wilkins, and Malcolm Kuntz? Dude, who's running on us? Who's going to be able to have any time to pass on us? Like, we might not even need a cornerback, dude. Our defensive line, I mean, that...
It'd be like Eagles.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you build a strong defensive line, and it doesn't matter who your cornerbacks are. They only need to cover for a little bit. I mean, everybody's going to have to do, like...
Yeah.
We're already going to stop the run. So I don't know. I kind of like that idea too.
Well, I mean, what do they call that? Like, when you're drafting, you draft best player available, or you draft by need, right?
Exactly. So best player available, letting the board come to you at 13, and you're like, oh, Byron Murphy's here. That's the guy.
Cause yeah, that how do guy, you say
no? They're saying he's a difference maker, man. He's a monster. He's a 3-down player. He's a run defender. He's a pass rusher. He can start in any front.
I feel like the offense is the most needy as far as the team goes, particularly that offensive line and quarterback, you know, and those are very important in this game. You can't win unless you score points, but they say defensive win championships. Is that still true these days?
I don't know. I mean, we beat the Chiefs. We're the last team to beat the Chiefs, and friggin' Aiden O'Connell didn't even complete a pass in the second half. So
there you go. That's a great point.
maybe you don't need to score points, dude.
You know, and so... I don't know. Maybe we let like you said, the chips fall. I did hear, Matt, that this year is like one of the best drafts for offensive linemen. You know, there's multiple that are first round, and there's people that they're saying the second round, where any other year they would go in the first round. You know, and so we could wait and use our second pick on an offensive lineman and still have to be able to plug a position.
Yeah, but I think we still, I mean, the Raiders need to come out of this draft with a quarterback. So if you go like cornerback in the first round and offensive tackle in the second, what are you going to take? Like, maybe Spencer Rattler in the third.
I've actually heard some pretty good things about some of these other quarterbacks, like Michael Pratt of Tulane. He could be taken in the third round. He's actually pretty good. He had nobody over there in Tulane. Like, he had no supporting cast, but he has a good ball. He's mobile. He can run. He'll need some time. And so you have Gardner Minshew, and you have Michael Pratt sitting in the background. You know, you could draft Spencer Rattler in round three. There's so many ways that this draft could go. It's very interesting to me to see. It's going to be interesting to me to see what the Raiders end up doing.
I mean, obviously, I'm excited to see who we're going to get, but it's hard to kind of like dive too deep into it because you fall in love with certain players or whatever, and the Raiders might just do something completely off the wall based on what's happening in the draft.
That is true, but we have to like take comfort in this fact. The fact is that Telesco, when he was with the Chargers, Telesco always drafted the guys that I wanted the Raiders to draft. So the guy knows how, like, he drafts the players that are up there, that are good, that should be drafted. I mean, he drafted Quentin Jammer, he drafted Derwin James, like, you know, he drafted Rashawn Slater, the lineman, and he's like the best, he was the best rookie lineman that year.
You scared me talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Chargers.
That's what I'm saying, dude. The Chargers are sitting up there pretty high. I think they're fifth.
Arizona will not trade back. Come on, let's make sure they get him. Still gonna get someone good.
Because honestly, like, if the Chargers end up with, I hope the Chargers trade back, but they're sitting there at number five, right behind Arizona. If Arizona doesn't take Marvin Harrison Jr., you know the Chargers are gonna take him because they just traded away Keenan Allen. They need a wide receiver. Yeah. So this guy that's probably gonna be a can't miss pick is probably gonna end up on the Chargers. And it's not just him. There's a kid out of Malik Nabers, dude.
Yeah, that's him.
Dude, Malik Nabers out of LSU, he basically made Jaden Daniels' job so easy because he would just throw it up and Malik Nabers would come down with the ball. I mean, that guy, I watched Jaden Daniels tape because I was hoping for the Raiders to take him also, but man, Malik Nabers just popped on film. PFF has him ranked number four overall in the entire draft, and that's how good that dude is.
They're in rebuild mode too, though. So you mentioned, you know, trading down, and maybe that's the move, you know. But I mean, if Marvin Harrison Jr. is sitting right there, like, how do you not just plug that Keenan Allen position? But I mean, there's a lot of people saying the Chargers, they tanked it this year, got rid of a lot of people, and they're gonna start building. And what does that more than more picks?
The one thing I think that, I mean, it's not even that strong of a thing to hang your hat on, but the one thing that I think we can maybe hope for is the fact that we know that Harbaugh is basically the general manager and head coach. And as far as the NFL goes, we've learned that that doesn't really work. So Harbaugh is going to basically do what Gruden did and just draft the guys that he wants. Harbaugh likes a strong defense and a running game. That's his whole thing. You know what I mean? But you have this badass quarterback in Justin Herbert. So why wouldn't you draft him a number one wide receiver? And just, it's rough. If you look at the top 13 teams ahead of the Raiders, you got the Bears first, then the Washington Commanders second, the Patriots third, you got Arizona fourth, Chargers fifth, then you have the New York Giants at six, you have the Titans at seven, the Falcons at eight, the Bears again at nine, the Jets at 10, the Vikings at 11, the Broncos at 12, and then the Raiders at 13. So you just looking at all those teams, the Vikings need a quarterback, the Broncos need a quarterback, the Chargers need a wide receiver.
I mean, you mentioned the Raiders aren't coming out of this draft without a quarterback. In my head, I've kind of made peace with that already happening. Like, I'm kind of comfortable trying to, like you said, like, fill up this offensive line. And in my head, I'm like, I'm comfortable maybe with Aiden and Minshew. And you know what? Maybe Aiden wins the job. And I think Raider Nation would be all pissed. They're like, oh, no, we already saw him. But he might make 10 leaps forward this year. And who knows? But I've kind of made peace with not getting a quarterback this year.
I think the thing that you have to consider, though, is that this league, as we've seen now, looking at the freaking Chiefs, man, or even Buffalo, or all these teams that are consistently making the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship, these quarterbacks are all mobile quarterbacks. The only one that wasn't was the kid out of the Niners.
Brock Purdy.
He's not mobile. And the Niners lost in the NFC Championship game.
With their great defense.
Yeah, with their great defense. So you need a mobile quarterback. And unfortunately, Aiden O'Connell is like the opposite of a mobile quarterback. So in my opinion, I could be wrong.
But if you got a really strong offensive line, maybe he doesn't need to be able to run. You know, he can kind of sit in the pocket and pick people apart, which is what they originally thought he would do.
Yeah.
So I don't know. In my head, what I really think is going to happen is it'll be Aiden O'Connell and Minshew competing. And I think Aiden's going to beat him out, and I think he's going to be our starter next year. That's just my gut feeling.
You think so?
That's what I think. So given that, I'm like, I want an offensive line. Whatever we can do, hey, if we need to open up the run game with a good offensive tackle, like, let's do that. And that way you're running the ball more, and we are a run-first team. And then Aiden O'Connell doesn't even have to do anything. He's got to pass the ball every now and then.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. In a badass defense, let's go.
Well, we should probably take a look at some of these mock drafts, at least up till 13, and see what some of the other the experts are saying about who's going to go where, and we can kind of discuss it at that point. So looking at PFF's latest mock draft, they got Caleb Williams, number one, going to the Bears. They got J.J. McCarthy at number two.
See, now that to me is the dream scenario, because now all of a sudden, Jaden Daniels is there. Patriots are open for business. Maybe the Raiders throw, like, the farm away to try to get it. You know, like, they're like, whatever, who's the highest bidder? We're going to go another dollar over that.
Yeah.
You know, and then I would be okay with them making some suicide move, to be honest. Like, why not?
Yeah, they could.
I don't feel like we're that far behind.
Hey, you're not going to like the rest of this this mock draft, though, because at number three, they have the Broncos trading up from 12 with the Patriots and taking Jaden Daniels at number three.
That would be the ultimate kick to the balls. Just like Matt said that when we played the Broncos last year, and he's like, dude, I want to lose. And I'm like, no, dude, we got to win. And we're Raiders. And then Matt's like, all right, wait till the draft. And then all of a sudden that happens. I mean, I remember all that, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I remember it. That would be the ultimate kick to the balls.
It would.
How dare they? Who said this draft?
I don't know. This is a messed up draft.
Burn it up.
Hey, so at pick number four, they have the Cardinals taking Marvin Harrison Jr. That's fine.
I feel like that's a lock.
And then at number five, they got the Chargers taking Joe Alt.
Oh, see?
To bookend.
Oh, dirty dog.
To
see,
bookend.
That's what I'm saying.
To bookend with Rashawn Slater.
And protect freaking Herbert right there?
They're going to have to, because the Raiders' defensive line is coming.
Hey, Herbert was on the run last year.
Yeah, he was. At number six, they have the Giants taking Malik Nabers, the wide receiver. At number seven, they have the Titans taking Fuaga. At number eight, Jared Verse, the first edge defender going off the board. He's the consensus number one edge in the draft. Going to the Falcons, they've got Drake May falling to the Vikings at nine. They have Brock Bowers going to the Jets at 10, the tight end out of Georgia. And I've seen Brock Bowers mock to the Jets in almost every single mock draft, so they must know something we don't. And then number 11, they got Rome Odunze going to the Bears, giving, you know, Caleb Williams some extra weaponry there. They've got Fashanu going to the Patriots at 12.
Another tackle.
And then they have the Raiders at pick 13 taking the first cornerback off the board, and that's Terrion Arnold.
I think that's the only thing left to do with this kind of, like, this is like the worst scenario I could think of right now. But yeah, like the top three, you know, or whatever offensive tackles off the board by the time we pick. All the quarterbacks are off the board by the time we pick. I mean, the next position would have to be cornerback. You better get the best guy.
Most definitely.
I do not like that mock draft right there. And that goes to show you, like, anything can happen with these drafts. You know, you never know. Like, you can get your heart set up on somebody and a couple trades happen, and all of a sudden all the mock drafts are out. It's a surprise to everybody.
All right, well, let's switch over to...
Yes, please. That's the worst, dude.
Let's switch over to Chad Reuters. He's obviously a writer for NFL.com. So his mock draft has Caleb Williams going one, Jaden Daniels going two, Drake May going three. So that makes a little bit more sense. And this time he has J.J. McCarthy going four to the Giants, who traded up with Arizona to draft their quarterback. And so that would be four quarterbacks gone. And they have the Chargers taking Marvin Harrison Jr. He's got the Cardinals taking Rome Odunze, the Titans taking Joe Alt, the Falcons taking Kenyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo, the Colts at nine taking Brock Bowers, the Jets at 10 taking J.C. Latham, offensive tackle out of Alabama, the Vikings taking Bo Nix, and then the Denver Broncos taking Dallas Turner, edge out of Alabama, and then they have the Raiders taking Malik Nabers, wide receiver out of LSU. If the Raiders drafted Malik Nabers, dude, I mean, we obviously don't need it, but holy crap, talk about a weapon.
That ended up being best player available at that point?
I think so. I mean, the dude is ridiculous. Dude.
It's crazy because, like, I haven't even looked at any of the wide receivers because I'm like, we're that's a lock. You know what I mean? Jacoby Myers, Davante Adams.
Yeah.
Get out of here, dude.
No, that would be absolutely ridiculous. So yeah, I don't mind that one. It's definitely out of left field.
But who's gonna throw him the ball?
I don't know. I mean, Minshew's got.
I'm telling you, dude. Like, Aiden O'Connell, baby. QB1.
Nah, I still think Minshew will beat him out. Let's look at Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com. He's also somebody that's fairly in the know. We'll see what he has for the top 13 until we get to the Raiders. So at number one, he's got Caleb Williams, of course. Number two, Jaden Daniels, of course. And number three, Prisco's got J.J. McCarthy instead of Drake May going to the Patriots. Marvin Harrison Jr. at pick four going to the Cardinals. Drake May going at number five to the Vikings, who trade up with the Chargers. So the Chargers will trade down, which, I mean, Harbaugh would do that. And he sure as heck isn't going to trade with the Raiders, so we can't move up with the Chargers. Malik Nabers going number six to New York. Joe Alt, number seven to Tennessee. It seems like a lot of these mockers have Tennessee taking Joe Alt. Dallas Turner, edge, going to Atlanta at 8. Rome Odunze, wide receiver, going to the Bears at 9. Talisi Fuaga going number 10 to the Jets. Kenyon Mitchell being the first cornerback taken with the Chargers pick at number 11. They have the best edge defender going to the Broncos at 12 in Jared Verse. And they've got J.C. Latham, offensive tackle, going to the Raiders at 13. Hmm. So, I mean, all over the board there. Yeah. I would say. I think the consensus seems to be that the Raiders are probably going to draft a cornerback, and for some reason, everybody has Terrion Arnold mocked to us. They also have any one of these offensive tackles. I think that's where we're going to go. I really don't see the Raiders taking a cornerback this high at 13, especially with the guys left over. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, best player available, the only position I would like to do that with would be...
defensive tackle.
Yeah, defensive tackle. Exactly, like you said.
Yeah. Right?
Best player available, I'll go with that.
Because there's no linebackers, I think, that are good enough to go that high.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
We're not going to draft a running back in the first round.
I mean, the wide receiver thing's an interesting thought.
It is. It is. And again, you're looking at best player available, yeah, and you draft the best guy, and you just make it work. But, I mean, again, who's going to throw him the ball?
Would you, if Drake May is there and the Patriots are open for business, would you give up something to get him?
I mean, he's a starting quarterback.
I know. I just don't see it happening.
No.
I really don't. You know, I'm not counting on us getting a quarterback. If anything, we're going to get someone way late in the draft that he's probably not even going to be a starter ever in his career.
Nah, I don't know. I really feel like they'll draft somebody in the second, or they'll move back up into the first. Like if Bo Nix or if Penix falls, then the Raiders will do what they can to move back into the first round from the second, maybe give up next year's first and try to draft their quarterback in the future.
Is that what it would take to get back into the first?
Probably more than just a first round. Probably Damn. First round next year, maybe a second next year to move back up.
Damn, those teams that are sitting pretty in the back to get a couple first rounds, that's something.
It is something, but I've also heard that this draft is so top heavy in solid talent that a lot of the teams in the first aren't going to want to move into the second. They're going to want to keep their pick.
Well, the other thing I did mention was there is a lot of offensive tackles that are, you know, rated pretty high coming out of this draft, so you could use your second pick and get that offensive tackle and then, you know, do whatever you got to do with the first.
Yeah.
My dream scenario, like I said, offensive tackle and maybe Penix in the end.
Like Fuaga, you know? And then Penix?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that would be the best.
That would be a dream scenario.
That would be the best. Well, I guess we'll see in like 6 days. The first night of the draft is on Thursday night. I think the draft starts at 5. Yeah. And so, you know, we'll be watching that. And then the next day we head to Big Bear for the birthday celebration.
We cutting a podcast out there?
Yeah, why not?
I think so.
I think we'll cut one on Saturday night, maybe.
Yeah, we'll talk about the first, second round or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be good. So we're going up to Big Bear. The family's going to go. We rented we got a house up there.
Maddie Mayhem's birthday. That's what we're doing it for.
Celebrating my birthday.
The big 5-0.
Shut the f***. no, not even close, dude. I ain't even on the other side of 40. Come on. Get out of here with that shit. 44. The big 4-4. Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. It'll be sweet to like watch the draft out there. And
I'm looking forward to it. This is not the first time we've done it either.
No, we haven't. And the last time we did it was when the Raiders drafted, who did they get? I was pissed at our first pick, but I liked our second. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It was a while ago. Who cares? Probably somebody's not on the team anymore. As long as the Raiders don't do anything stupid, which I don't think they will, God, with Telesco, hopefully we won't be going, what are we doing? Like, what? There won't be any like Cleveland Farrells or any, who's that stupid cornerback? Damon Arnett. Like,
you know who? I was thinking about the other day, Alex Leatherwood, dude.
Oh God!
You know what I mean? I was like, dude, because I was looking at some of these offensive linemen, you know, and it's a lot of them are like, they're great, but they could use some help in their first get off. And Leatherwood was one of those guys where you're like, oh, he needs a lot of work. It's cool. He's gonna be good. Never was.
No.
You know, and I'm like, okay, I almost want at that position if you can the best plug and play guy, if there's such a thing.
Yeah, I freaking Mayock and Gruden, you morons,
Leatherwood,
idiots.
Our first rounds have been historically sucky.
Well, that's why I wouldn't mind trading our first round next year, the year after, because the Raiders just suck in round one. I mean, hell, last year we took Tyree Wilson and he was like kind of garbage the first half of the year.
I got a good feeling about Tyree Wilson, though. I got a really good feeling that he's putting in the work, and multiple Raiders have endorsed him, you know, and with his length and his size, that guy could be somebody that ends up becoming great. Like Max Crosby, like you said, he wasn't great right away. You know, but he learned to put the work in, which is what I think it takes. And if Tyree Wilson jumps on that train, watch out.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a really good point.
It's a guy that you might forget about, and all of a sudden he's going to be plugging in. That's what I'm hoping. Ja'Cory and Bennett could be that guy on cornerback. You know, and maybe it's not such a needy thing. Jack Jones with Hobbs on the inside and Corian Bennett actually stepping it up. I mean, it takes playing with these professionals in this league to actually figure out how fast the game really is for it to slow down, you know? And once it slows down, you just start being a football player.
Yeah, the game slows down. That's what they say.
Yeah, so I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, this is going to be one of those years where we'll just have to hope. The middle of the draft is the worst, dude.
We're early middle, though. We're just outside the top 10. We're early middle.
We had to beat the Broncos. We had to beat them, dude. We had to beat the Broncos.
It was a morale thing, you know? Everybody was, you know, like, you know, getting behind Pierce and wanted to win games for him. And, you know what? The team might be better for it, you know? And you know what? Honestly, a lot of these guys that get picked early, sometimes they don't even amount to nothing.
Yeah.
You know? You never know what you're going to get. So.
Did you see that they're still asking Devontae if he wants to play for the Raiders?
Yeah, everybody keeps doing that. He's like, how many times do I got to say, dude, I'm a Raider. Like, I'm sick of it.
How could you want to play for this team? He's like, hey, I want to be here. Shut up.
All right, we understand. But are you sure you want to play for the Raiders?
Don't you want to play for the Jets and Aaron Rodgers?
All right, figuratively speaking, let's just say it is like, no.
Dude, how are the Jets not going to draft a quarterback in the first round? Dude, Aaron Rodgers is going to play one more year. Like, if I'm the Jets, I'm like, well, shit, maybe we should get somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, that's actually not bad to think of. I mean, or is there a clause that Rodgers put in there? Is like, you can't draft anybody until...
Dude, I heard if the Jets don't do good this year or they don't make the playoffs, they're going to fire that coach and that Belichick might coach the Jets next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Man. That's what I heard, dude.
Hey, Rodgers will stick around for that.
No, I don't think so.
You don't? They'll butt heads, dude.
Of course they'll butt heads, dude. Belichick will come in there and tear the whole thing down. But could you imagine? Because I heard he's pissed at the Patriots, like at Kraft, Robert Kraft or whatever. Yeah, who cares? Robert Kraft. Big idiot that got the massages at the Asian massage parlor.
The happy endings.
The happy endings for old Bob Kraft. Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess we'll see. So that'll probably do it, Raider Nation. I mean, last year we did a mock draft, but like I couldn't even tell you what teams need at this point. You know, it's just...
I'm just so up in the air with everything.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going to happen. You know, like it's just a hard spot to kind of predict. And I'm just going to watch and see what happens and then look at who we get and look him up, look at his film and fall in love with him like we always do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
straight up.
And after the draft, we really have nothing until, you know, training camp. So that'll have to tide us over until then.
Do you think any other free agents will be picked up after the draft once we kind of figure out what we're working with?
I'm sure. And I'm sure there'll be some trades, you know, once players get drafted. So you never know. I mean, the Raiders have some money in their back pocket they're sitting on. So
what are the chances of us drafting a running back?
Oh, 100% we're drafting running back, but probably not until like the fourth round or something. So, you know, keep your eyes on that.
Which is okay. It's kind of the value at this point.
Oh, absolutely. But I think the Raiders want to be a running team. The Raiders want to be a good defense. So, you know, they want to do what Harbaugh wants to do, I think, which is fine. I think that's winning football. So we'll see.
You know, I feel like we're a little bit ahead of what at least the Chargers are as far as players on our team. We have less holes to fill. So now's the time to kind of put us in front of the Broncos and the Chargers while they're trying to figure themselves out.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say.
And it might start with the draft next week, next Thursday. We'll see who we get, dude. I'm going offensive tackle, bro. I'm with you.
Offensive tackle all the way. No, Fuaga.
Yeah, we're going for Taliesi.
All right, Raider Nation.
Fuaga. Me and Matt are endorsing Fuaga.
All right, Raider Nation. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Down With The Ship. And we'll be back next week to record our review of the first couple rounds of the draft. Hopefully we're happy and not throwing shit against the walls.
We're going to be in the woods. We're going to be up in Big Bear. You can't bring us down.
No, no way. All right. Well, we'll talk to you next time, Raider Nation. Until then, peace out.
Peace out.